This is Nurse Skizzer News for the week of February 24th, 2020, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Nick Becker. Nick is a senior engineer on the NVIDIA Rapids team. Nick has just completed a road trip on the Pacific Coast Highway all the way from Oregon down to Los Angeles. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca. Happy to be here.
So, Nick, today's topic is Rapids and the upcoming Rapids Hackathon. So let's get started first by asking, what is Rapids?
Rapids is a collection of open source Python libraries designed to accelerate data science by running entirely on GPUs. So what that means is Rapids brings the speed and acceleration of GPUs into the PyData ecosystem with the same APIs that data engineers, data scientists, analysts know and love from popular Python libraries like Pandas, scikit-learn, and more.
Okay, well that sounds interesting. So how did Rapids come about?
So Rapids is an NVIDIA incubated open source project. It is the evolution of something that was called the GPU Open Analytics Initiative, which was tasked with trying to bring the speed of GPUs into analytics workflows. And the reason for that is something that was actually coming from about 10 years ago. Rolling back 10 years, 2010, scientists, researchers, and business analysts are realizing that we're needing to analyze more and more data every day. And the solution to that problem was something called Hadoop. Hadoop and MapReduce allowed these scientists and data scientists to massively scale out their workflows. It's incredible, but it was reading and writing data from disks in the file system after every step, which was very computationally expensive. And so eventually the benefits for this were being exhausted. The next step to solve that was something called Apache Spark. So Spark came around and said, why don't we read data just once instead of every single step, store it in memory, build a single memory format, and do all of our analytics and computation on that memory. This is great. No more copying, hopefully, way less writing, way less reading, better computation. But today, we're sort of hitting the same problem with Spark that we've hit with Hadoop. We're starting to see bottlenecks. And now, interestingly, it's not just I/O bottlenecks that are becoming important. We're seeing bottlenecks on computation itself before we get to things like memory throughput and I/O. Rapids is the next iteration of data science. The Rapids project allows users to accelerate all stages of their analytics work, whether it's loading data, transforming data, analyzing the data. And this is really important. You know, a common law of parallel processing is something called Amdahl's law, which essentially means that you can do all you want to speed up parts of your pipeline, but the slowest piece of that pipeline determines how fast the overall thing can go. The Rapids project is aimed at accelerating every piece of your pipeline with the same API that you're already using with your CPU-based workflows.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about GPUs. So GPUs, they haven't always been really easy for people to use.
That's true. So historically, GPUs were used in some really important and key ways. And one of them was by actually writing something called CUDA, which is the programming framework that is used to program NVIDIA GPUs. It's combined with C or C++, and users can write this code to actually take advantage of the incredible speeds that GPUs provide for high-performance computing. And it's done across the world. Another way of using GPUs is to actually use compiler directives to tell the compiler that certain C++ code or C code should actually occur on the GPU rather than the CPU. It's also incredibly powerful and used across the world. About 5 years ago, though, Google released something called TensorFlow, which allowed users to train neural networks without having to actually write CUDA code, but still benefit from the GPU. And they wrapped it up in a Python API. What that did was unlock the power of GPU to power the neural network and AI revolution. Today, you can't read an article about neural networks and or artificial intelligence without hearing about NVIDIA GPUs. That adoption barrier is no longer an issue for deep learning. For data science, though, we are still in that prior world as of even a couple years ago. Using the GPU for normal data science and analytics and scientific computing was difficult. You'd have to write CUDA or C++, which is more time consuming and it's more difficult. You had to often convert formats between one data structure to another to combine tools. Sometimes even you'd have to copy data back to the CPU to bring it back to the GPU between formats. And there was no higher level language API. GPUs now with the RAPIDS open source ecosystem let people get the benefit of all this accelerated computing with the higher level API. You can use your Python code that just works for the CPU workflows, and it should just work for the GPU workflows now, except be significantly faster.
Wow, that sounds really awesome. So how exactly do you use it though? Like what do I have to do to my code?
It's a great question. So RAPIDS is designed to be as much as possible a drop-in replacement for what's called the PI data analytics libraries. So these are libraries for doing things like data frame operations, machine learning, graph analytics libraries. So if you're using the canonical Python analytics libraries like Pandas, scikit-learn, NetworkX, and others, RAPIDS is designed to be a drop-in replacement. So hopefully, it's as simple as changing an import statement and your code should just run significantly faster on a GPU end-to-end.
Wow, so if I have like import pandas as PD, then I can just say import...
Yeah, exactly. So if you're using that kind of standard notation, instead of importing pandas, you could import CUDF, which is the CUDA data frame, and you should be off to the races. We don't have 100% API coverage. The Pandas API is exhaustive and powerful, but we have a significant amount of coverage. And for most workflows, things should just work out of the box.
Wow, this sounds amazing. Is there anything I might need to do if I have custom code that uses the Pandas library or something to change it to work better with RAPIDS?
That's a great question. So often when we are using the Python analytics libraries, we run into situations in which we need to use a custom function. Whether or not that's something that we expected, we often have to write a new function and then apply that to our data frames. CUDF, the CUDA data frame library, lets you do that too. It actually lets you do that sometimes thousands of times faster than equivalent Pandas custom functions. But in order to write it, you need to write a little bit of a different style of function. Because GPUs are massively parallel, you need to think about operations in a column-oriented way. So when you're thinking about writing custom functions, the reminder that we have would be try to think about how you can structure your code to be column-oriented rather than row-oriented. Often it's actually not as hard as it might seem.
Okay. So how much kind of like speed up do people get when they use RAPIDS and using GPUs rather than CPUs?
So it's going to vary depending on the kinds of work that people are doing. In general, we're seeing speed ups like on the order of magnitude of 10, 50, 100 times for end-to-end workflows for data frame and machine learning workflows. Graph analytics workflows, which would be things that are using algorithms like PageRank or community detection or others, are seeing more like 1,000 times faster. But again, it's going to vary based on the workflow. Individual operations, in fact, can be incredibly fast. So comparing to Pandas, the CUDF operations of merging and sorting and doing group by aggregations can be significantly faster, often on the order of magnitude of multi-hundred times faster. But end-to-end, we're seeing workflows being roughly 10, 50, 100 times faster.
Wow, I mean, that's still really impressive.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. And one of the reasons we're so excited is that when you get that kind of speed up, when suddenly workflows that are taking days take minutes, or hours take minutes, or minutes take seconds even, it lets you do things in a way that you couldn't do before. In particular, speed with the right user experience allows you to do more iteration and test more hypotheses and explore more difficult and harder computational problems, which often actually can lead to better outcomes. So if you're training a model, for example, that might take several hours to train, and this is something, you know, I can say that I've lived this. I've been a data scientist and engineer for the last five-ish years. And often what you do is you train a model and it just takes time and you just wait and you're testing a lot of different hyperparameters and configurations. And that process actually has to be constrained based on the fact that you need to get an answer. But if you could unconstrain that problem and explore a broader, wider search space, you could build a better model by finding the right, just a bit better optimum for this model.
Yeah. Wow, that's so inspiring. So now I'm sold. I want to use Rapids. What do I need to do?
So Rapids, being an open source project, is freely available for any user. Our website, rapids.ai, has some getting started examples and commands about how you can install it for your system. It does require an NVIDIA GPU with a Pascal or more recent architecture and compute capability 6.0 or more recent. And it does currently officially only support Ubuntu and the CentOS operating systems. But to actually install it, you can install using the Anaconda Python Package Manager. You can build it from source. You can use Docker containers, and they're all freely available on Docker Hub through Anaconda, as well as using the rapids.ai website to use the little widget that helps you find the exact command for your system and what you want to install. We release roughly a new version every 6 weeks or so. We're currently on version 0.12, but we also release nightly versions that are the tip of the spear development to get the latest and greatest best features of all the libraries actually every time we make a new commit for the library. So if you want to get the exact version at the tip of the spear, you can do that in the same way just by getting our nightly version.
Wow, okay. That sounds great. Now, I can also use this on Cori on the GPU partition. Right? But it's not, my understanding is it's not installed there, but you can install it yourself.
That's correct. Rapids is not currently installed by default on the Cori GPUs, but you can install it by the same way you'd install it on any other system by looking at the, you know, system requirements and going to the rapids.ai website and choosing your selection path.
Okay, great. Well, that'll all come in really handy when next month we have this GPU workshop. Are you going to be leading the workshop?
Yes. A few folks from the NVIDIA side will be there as well. We're really excited to be working with Rollin, Lori, the entire NERSC team to help bring Rapids and GPU acceleration to scientific workflows at NERSC.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it too. So I guess I'm going to have to register for it soon because it seems like it's a pretty popular workshop.
Yeah, we're really excited about the early response that people have had. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please check your email. I believe an email went out to the NERSC user groups to see if anyone's interested. And if this sounds appealing, we'd love for you to sign up and take part.
Yeah, great. We'll also have an item in the weekly email today. All right, so Nick, I'm switching gears a little bit. Can you tell us about your career path? How did you end up as a senior engineer on the NVIDIA Rapids team?
Sure. So I studied economics and a lot of math while I was in college. And after college, thought I was going to go get a PhD, focusing on statistical economics or econometrics. And I ended up doing research at the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of the United States, focusing on statistical economics. And while there, I realized that You know, what I was really interested in was not as much the research question itself, but the tools that we were using and creating to empower scientific research. That's what I realized I was really more drawn to. And once I realized that, it became clear to me that what I needed to do was explore how I could contribute and how I could create things and infrastructure in particular that people could use to ask new questions and answer questions that they previously thought were impossible. So from there, I left the Federal Reserve after my two-year term ended and briefly spent some time at an infrastructure data science startup. And after that, ended up at NVIDIA. And I've been at NVIDIA for the past year and a half, 2 years, just about a year and a half, actually. And I'm really excited and grateful to work on both the engineering and product development for the RAPIDS project. It's been about a year and 3 months or 4 months since we officially launched last October of 2018. And we've come a long way thanks to the support of the open source analytics community that we work with every day. You know, RAPIDS is a joint project between thousands and thousands of users, developers, practitioners that NVIDIA is incubating. It really is a community effort, and I've been incredibly fortunate to have a chance to work so closely with the community on this.
Wow, that's really interesting, Nick. I think you described the story of just about everyone who works at NERSC as well. We have the science background. We've discovered, oh, we're more interested in the tools rather than the actual science necessarily. So glad you found your path to NVIDIA. It's great.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been wonderful to be here. And it's been wonderful to have a chance through NVIDIA to get to work with Roland Lorry and the whole NERSC team. Our CEO of NVIDIA, Jensen, always says that our goal is to build tools that empower the Da Vincis of our time. And you know, I like to think that you know the RAPIDS project is about empowering the scientists and the users and the researchers at NERSC who are doing the scientific research that is winning Nobel Prizes and inventing the future.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. All right, so Nick, finishing up, three things you want NERSC users to know.
Well, first, RAPIDS accelerates data science with the same APIs you are already using in the Python ecosystem, which means how much do you have to change your code? Ideally, you won't have to change it one bit. It also runs entirely on the GPU. And because RAPIDS runs entirely on the GPU, you can get end-to-end speed ups without worrying about data copying, data transfer, movement, different formats. The entire workflow can be faster. And RAPIDS also scales out, not just up to running on fast GPUs, but scales out to running on many GPUs. RAPIDS scales out with something called Dask, which is a Python native distributed computing library. And it scales up to from one GPU to two GPUs, 10 GPUs, 100 GPUs, thousands of GPUs. RAPIDS scales with the same API for one GPU to 1,000 GPUs.
All right. Well, those are three really great things. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Rebecca. Happy to have a chance to talk.